It's just coming up to 10:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I've got Steve Lee from Havering College, and he's here to talk about the Brentwood Apprenticeship pop-up shop. So, very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
What's your role at Havering College?
I'm head of skills and apprenticeship, so I manage the employer-facing arm of the college, so working with employers to deliver apprenticeships, to employ apprentices and to offer work experience for our students.
National Apprenticeship Week, which is between the 4th and 9th of March.
Yep.
The event is going to be at Baytree Centre, so in Brentwood itself. What sort of age groups is it open for, and can parents come along to?
Yeah, National Apprenticeship Week, as you rightly say, so from Monday, it all starts next week, it's come around very quickly. Apprentices are open for 16-year-olds, so 16+, and there's no upper age limit, so it's open for all ages. And all the activities that we're doing are geared at learners, and you know, if anyone needs help with their CV or applying for an apprenticeship, but absolutely parents are more than welcome to come along as well. Obviously they're a big support for a potential apprentice, particularly a young apprentice, so we would encourage as many parents as well. Mm. And potential employers.
There's different things going on different days.
Yeah. I mean, the main core activities will be sort of drop-in sessions to find out more about apprenticeships and help with CVs and how to apply, so that will go on every day. But on Monday we've got a drive in terms of business administration. Tuesday there's an NHS recruitment day. Wednesday we're focusing on care, sort of care, child care and hair and beauty as well. Thursday is creative design and IT, and we've actually got Rob West from Creative and Cultural Skills coming down as well to do talks to learners and employers about the creative sector and potential apprenticeships within that sector. Friday, we've got an apprenticeship ambassador, some employers as well, and we're doing a LinkedIn sort of profile headshots as well. A lot more employers are looking at LinkedIn as a potential way in for students. And then Saturday, again, CV writing, drop-in sessions, but also apprenticeships for the over-30s as well. I think there's a perception that apprenticeships are just for young people, 16-year-olds. Yeah. But no, it's open for all ages.
So is it actually in the Baytree Centre?
It's, for those of you who know the Baytree Centre, it was what was Baby Gap. So it was the first shop before you go into the centre. So, yeah, we're literally just as you go into the centre to the left-hand side, we've got that shop for the whole week.
Okay, so. And which side is that? Is that side going onto the high street or coming from the...
Coming from the high street.
From the high street, that's it. I always get a little bit confused when I'm going through that bit. What sort of times is it going to be running?
So each day will be 11 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And then on the Thursday evening, we've got an employer forum. So if any employers would want to come along to find out more about apprenticeships and network with other local employers as well. So we've got a lot of the Chamber of Commerce networking groups. So I'll be there and doing a presentation about apprenticeships as well on the Thursday evening. Got over 2,000 students at the college, all looking for their next opportunity, really.
Mm.
So I think working with employers in particular to offer them, you know, work experience or apprenticeships, and just giving someone a chance. And I think, you know, sometimes it is the perception that, you know, that it's unjustified.
Yeah.
And you know, I think once you do give a young person a chance, and you know, I think the rewards will be there for all to see, really.
Yeah. So.